Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, so our inaugural interview here at Niagara Falls Comic Con for We Got the Geek. I'm here with Jaesu. I am, as always, I am Agent Daryl. Today, undercover is Agent Joker. And
Agent Jimmy.
Speaking with Special Agent Jimmy here, Jimmy Palmiotti. Our first interview, just get a chance to speak to one of the creators of Harley Quinn.
Well, one of the guys working on it. Actually, it was created by... it was created by Paul Dini and Bruce Timm.
For the animated series.
So we're just continuing the adventures, I guess you would say.
Oh, yeah.
Rebooting it in a bizarro way and continuing the legacy
52.
Of madness. Yeah. Well, yeah, for us.
Bringing it
and
into the modern age. And
yes.
It seems like a lot more not edgier than...
It's a lot, you know. Well, we've taken the Joker out of this. Sorry,
out of the mix.
I mean, but we've taken him. Well, because you can't have a book that's dependent on that relationship every month in, month out.
Exactly.
You know? At least it would be really tough to do. So we kind of put her in a new surroundings, kind of gave her new supporting characters, and as Amanda does and Chad does every issue, change her clothing to drive everybody nuts.
Keep the cosplay.
I don't know a woman that doesn't change their clothing every day, so it makes sense a costume would change all the time.
So you're in the Toronto area.
Yes.
As is the filming for Suicide Squad.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I already took my walk on. No, I'm kidding.
I'm ready for my clothes.
You know, it's not that kind of world. The comics and the film part don't merge too much. So I've seen just as much as you have. You probably have seen more than I have. I've seen what's online. I think she looks great. I'm totally convinced that's not the only costume she'll be wearing in the film. But I think she looks pretty damn good, the pictures I've seen. And I like Jared Leto as a Joker. You can't go by single pictures. I think once we see that trailer where they're making noise, it's going to be fun.
But, even some of the stunt footage that was filmed on Young Street there with the Joker's car, the Batmobile, Batman showing up.
Batmobile, and that's kind of like a big spoiler, isn't it?
In Toronto, yeah.
But I like that, like the idea that Batman's going to be in it too. That's kind of cool.
When we were talking about it on the way in, I was saying it's great that Batman doesn't have his own movie in this shared universe now. It's kind of like... On the Marvel side of things, you've got Nick Fury sort of showing up in all of these movies, being the link, that pulls it all together. And because Batman is such an iconic character, it's great that instead of him having just his own movies, he's got, 12 of them now?
He's got plenty of them. and I'm sure they'll make a 13.
And
you
I'm
know?
Sure it'll build up to a Batman.
Right. Because I mean, it's Batman Superman, right? So
exactly. But I think it's more a Superman sequel than it is a Batman movie. And then Batman showing up in Suicide Squad, it's just great to see him take a back seat and let the rest of the DC
definitely
universe
pulls the universe together. And, that's appealing to the comic fans, hopefully to people who don't follow comics and follow film kind of dig that too. I mean, Suicide Squad, let's be honest, most people don't know what that is, and by then they'll be hearing of Harley Quinn, but even still, you know, like, people still don't know what that is, so it's kind of...
You know, Justice League, you might not know what Suicide...
Yeah,
it's the same thing with Marvel with Thunderbolts being very
much Thunderbolts, or Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Guardians came out of nowhere for people that have no idea, don't read comics, they don't know what the Guardians of the Galaxy are.
Especially that version of Guardians.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's
a lot of fun.
Valentino's from 20 years ago, who's Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Rocket Raccoon is fairly well-known.
Yes, a raccoon with a gun. Nobody really saw that coming.
We all know who Groot is now.
Yes, exactly.
So, I think. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Oh, no problem, man.
Thank you,
guys, special agents.
And have a great call.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.